بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. One hadith says, "الدينُ النصيحة." Deen is to wish well. Ulama explained that these two words has captured the entire deen. One is with Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. What is meant by wishing well? That you would listen to His commands, refrain from His prohibitions, and try and understand His message correctly. Listen, refrain, and try your best to understand and apply His message correctly. Then, wishing well for the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, well, what will it refer to? Emulating the Sunnah, reading Durood Sharif in abundance, and number three, to understand that whatever was practiced by him in his time was the best. Sometimes, because of our weakness, we cannot practice that, but in our minds we should have that ardent desire to practice that, if we can, how much we can, and understand that to be the better thing. So now, for example, you keep yourself warm with the jacket, right? So there's nothing wrong with that. But what was worn in the day of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, understand that to be the best, and to the level that you can manage, apply that. How much you can apply, you apply that. Why? Because it was done by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there can't be anything better than that. So now that's wishing well for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in short, this hadith has captured the entire deen. Ad-deenu an-nasiha. Now there is a thing like adab. Adab can be translated as etiquette, protocol, procedure. The crux of adab is that you don't hurt anybody. So you don't hurt the person verbally, you don't hurt the person physically, you don't hurt the person emotionally. So whatever it takes to avoid hurting the person, you will do that, and you will avoid hurting anybody. If you're speaking to someone, then look at the choice of your words and look at the tone that you will speak. So the tone and the choice of the word must be such that is not hurtful. We don't realize many a times that one word that is spoken and it creates a lot of damage. Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah will often say that Musliman ki adna se adna dil azari, bare se bare amal ke ronak ko khatam kar deta hai. If you hurt a Muslim slightest, it destroys the splendor of your good work. See, what you mean by splendor? The desired thing in honey is sweetness, right? Now, if the honey is there and the sweetness is out there, see. So, hurting the Muslim, and it destroys the splendor of the biggest of your action. And then to be even more careful about the tongue, right? To have other faith. So the poet says, Jarahat Sinani Laha Iltiyam, right? Okay. You hurt the person physically, or with an instrument can patch it up, can correct it. But that verbal misuse, abuse, that cannot be repaired. Very difficult to repair. How it works, understand how it works, right? See, you broke your arm, right? Or someone broke your arm, right? Then he asked you for maaf. When he asked you for maaf, you made him maaf. But I see, with making maaf, does the pain leave you? Pain remains. So, now that's verbal, right? When you hurt someone verbally, he may make you maaf, right? But the hurt, does it go away? The hurt remains. So, how much more careful in the applying of the tongue, right? That is why this famous Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi was some other saintly person. One person comes up to him and says him, when his mother is old and widowed, right? So he says, I want to propose for your mother in nikah. So now he has to balance it so well, doesn't hurt the person, but what about the respect of his mother? So he says, see, my mother is an adult and she's sane, right? An adult and sane woman cannot be forced into nikah. You have to take her permission, right? Tusta'amaru, right? That's the hadith. Tusta'amaru, she must ask her. So why she's an adult and she's sane. So you have to take her consent. Without her consent, then the nikah will not be right. Take her consent. So she's an adult and she's sane. So I'll have to ask her. So he just turned around and he saw, he heard the person just fell down straight away. He has collapsed. So he turned to see and he saw that his head was chopped off. So he says, see, قَتَلَهُ sabri, my sabr had destroyed him. He tried to insult me and I didn't respond, right? When I didn't respond, then Allah Ta'ala punished him. They say, one Buzurg was going with his khadim and there was a woman now that was against his Buzurg for whatever reason. So she saw him and she started abusing, insulting. So he told his khadim, just give her one shot on it, that's all, it's one slight shot. The khadim is thinking, you know, the Buzurg is a man of endurance, patience. And how can he tell me to go and hit this woman? So he delayed the process. In the meanwhile, that woman just collapsed and died. So he told his khadim, you kill this woman. Because I could see the divine wrath falling on this woman because of her abuse, right? And I wanted to divert it. But if I had retaliated, then Allah Ta'ala would have not punished the person. But now, you delayed the process, so the punishment of Allah Ta'ala came. Sure. So this verbal, right? So there's a lot of things in that verbal abuse, right? La yaskhar qawmun min qawmin. One is to ridicule, right? And then sometimes you can ridicule the person through sarcasm. Sometimes you can ridicule the person by cutting and biting remarks, right? Sometimes you can ridicule the person by mimicking him. So in different ways, don't ridicule. لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم. And then don't defame and insult. So ulama of Diyoban explained this once before, so there are different ways. So some people are in the habit of carrying tales. So our buzurgs had different ways to handle it. One buzurg would say that it's all nonsense, all lies. So he'll just ignore it. It's all lies, nonsense. That person won't have the heart to come and gossip again. And other buzurganadin, their style was, he must have got some problem, they must have got some problem, and therefore he's crying his problem to me. Internally there's some problem there, some conflict, and therefore he's complaining. The third buzurg, he would say, see, that person defamed me, made ghibat of me in my absence, and you are telling me right on my face. He defamed me, he insulted me, but in my absence. And you are telling me off my face. Don't you have any shame? So in the future, can he carry tales? It's very difficult for him to carry tales. So we try to eliminate these things from the root. So most of things, these things come from the tongue. وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Then, you look at this defaming, that, right? Call it character, assassination, whatever, right? Big words they use. But now, it's such that in some respects this is worse. In some respects, ghibat is worse. Ghibat is worse because that person that you're talking about, he's not there to defend himself. Spoke out against him, but is he there? So that man will carry on and on and on, right? But he is not there to defend himself. Right? But when he spoke in his presence, then he is there to defend himself. So, as though that ghibat is the work of a coward person, right? But he's in his absence, you are talking about him. And some respects, that slandering, defaming, insulting is worse than ghibat. Because you're telling the person off on his face. Right? Now people think they count that as an achievement. See, I can tell him on his face. It's not an achievement. That's being not only rude, but inconsiderate, right? You're being very inconsiderate. Just to tell the person, قَلَّمَا يُوَاجِهُ أَحَدًا فيه عيب, right? The person won't address it directly. You see the person, but he won't say it. There were some occasions where he addressed it, but قَلَّمَا يُوَاجِهُ أَحَدًا فيه عيب, right? Won't say it on the face. Otherwise, sometimes he says it, but in a general address. مَا بَالُ أَقْوَامٍ يَفْعَلُونَ كَذَا. What's wrong with people? How do they behave? So, in a general address. So, nobody feels that he's being addressed. Or even if he's being addressed, but he won't feel so insulted because he's not told him directly. See? In the general words. Right? Sometimes it is that, see the slip of the tongue. We are unmindful, we are not careful of the information that came. It may be wrong. It may be not verified, it may be exaggerated, right? So there's a lot of possibilities, right? Or it may be just a half effect, not the complete story. Right? And then too, you're going to be hurting someone. It's not a complete story, it's not a full story, and you relate it, you transmit it. one person to the other, then causing problems. Sometimes this verbal effuse is you're getting into discussions or you are asking questions that don't relate to you. It doesn't concern you when you're asking questions. Now, for example, one person is swearing someone there. You heard it. Hey, what happened? What happened? Doesn't concern you. It doesn't concern you. I know one place, I think it was Benoni somewhere. So, there was a small skirmish or something. So, one alim, a little bit of experience. This is an easy way to diffuse this. Is there must be no spectators. All of us go away. If everybody went away, then will there be any problem? So, each one gets more emotional when there is someone there to back him up or someone to make some comment. Right? But everybody left now, what's there to fight over? Is there anything to fight and argue over? Nothing. Nobody seen. Right? So, the way is to diffuse problems. قُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي أَحْسَنُ. So you ask questions that aren't related to you. Don't concern you. Sometimes it's hurtful. Like I ask you now, how much you earning? Every person doesn't like that. Does he like that? He enjoy that? He doesn't enjoy that. Right? It's your father or someone, an elder. So he asked you, it's a different thing. And he's got a genuine concern for you, that's different. But others come and ask you now. Now some person asks, it's alright. But now that one person said it, it doesn't mean all of us must copy him. He's in a position, he can speak about it, see. Like an elder asks, Kaifa, you know, you're newly married, right? So he asks, Kaifa wajadda imra'ata. So it comes to the kitab, right? An elder asks, you're just married, how did you find your wife? Now a small child, he heard this thing here and he's asking you, how you found your wife? Is it his place? It's not his place to ask this. See? So, some questions are not right. If you think now, right, I'm going to speak about this thing here, how is he going to take it? Or even worse, then there are some youngsters that are even more indecent, right? Absolutely indecent. And they will actually discuss their private lives. Now that's very, very indecent. What strokes and whatever. Not supposed to be talking about these things. But now they take pleasure in talking about these things. So what you have done in your privacy of the room, etc., keep it in the privacy. You don't have to go and make an advertisement of it. So the discussions are not right, sometimes the questions are not right. Today there was a question, alright, I know this institute or something for over 27, 28 years, but why don't they employ someone from this race? This race, Gujarati, Urdu, Meman, different races, right? So why don't they? So I said, what do you do? Is you ask that person directly. Now, why must I take responsibility for that person? They may have some genuine reason why they chose someone to do the teaching, right? But now, it's not about now that there must be a ratio and proportion from this race, there must be 20, this will. Other than now look at muscular work, right? Hard work. Right? Hard work. Can you employ an Indian for that? He doesn't have the strength for that. How can you employ him for that? So, there are some works that are good for those people that are well-bodied, strong. Right? Some works good for those people who can apply themselves mentally. Or they have a skill, right? So different type of people will apply themselves differently. And this keeps the ecosystem correct. You know, the whole balance of the world keeps right. If all were all identical, equal, skilled, professional, wealthy, intelligent, could the world run? Can't. So some questions are not supposed to be asked. Right? There was a small, some, a lot of people are living in flats, right? So now, one man is telling me, you can't even have a decent argument with your wife in a flat. So it's telling me, because now there, that thing will filter through the other room now, you know. I can't even talk. Now the neighbor comes and asks, you'll have your argument, what was it about, right? Is it his place to come and ask about that? Or not his place? Yes, it's his place to come when there's a genuine need to assist. When there's a need, genuine need to assist. Now there's fire, there's someone hurt, someone injured, right? Now I must come and assist. Then nobody will come, everybody will run away. Hey, I don't want that whole burden to come to my head. But now, to be curious, you know, curiosity. No, that's not right. That's his private life. He must have just free for that moment and said something, right? For that moment, maybe he's not a temperamental person, but he must have just free for that moment and said something. Now you go and make a story about that. Is that right? So this misuse of the tongue, how much? You know? Then sometimes you have to weigh the person, what? There are some people that will try to intrigue, what? They'll try to start you off. Inside problem. So they don't know which button to press. So someone will just start off, yeah, you know, I'm a Jusa supporter. So now you'll have to smash him down. I'm a Vifak supporter. So you go smash the person down. And he knows which button to press. Right. Well, there are ways to diffuse. Right? So one person is jealous of other, Hadi Sabahmatlari. So they'll try and intrigue, they'll try and incite, stir a problem. So you are nothing, you know. You became popular because of your murids. Qasim Sahib as well as Gangohi Sahib, because of them. Now look how Hadi Sahib, how he handled it. So yeah, I also was thinking on the same lines. I also was thinking around the same lines. That is, you got any colors, those stories, so that you become angry now. See, when you become angry, you lose your brain. You can be the most intelligent person. Then you just keep on saying things, right? One after the other, just say things. But the more intelligent thing is how to diffuse it. So that person feels embarrassed, he won't say it again. He won't start off with it. But now you must say something. And how intelligently Hari Sahib just wrapped it up, he just washed it over for us. Because the face and carry on. But you know how to work it out. The idea is to avoid problems, not to allow problems to progress. So he'll say one thing, you're going to say something, and then in the shaitana yanzahu bainhum, shaitan likes to see this. See about three or four pieces in the Quran Sharif. Allah that talks about this. Imma yanzaghannaka min ash-shaytani nazghun, fasta'iz billah. Inna ash-shaytana yanzaghu bainahum, right? And Yusuf alayhi salam said, min ba'di an nazagha ash-shaytanu bayni wa bayni ikhwati. He is tazawwaku. So now you can see now this person, he's coming in a human form, but really he's a shaitan. Because his whole idea is what? To stir a problem, to create a problem. Say one, the man comes into the house, he's tired, so he wants some comfort, and the wife is letting him have it. Yeah, you always messing it up. You're supposed to bring that oil. How are you going to eat the samosas? Now, samosa is cancelled. Now, man is, he's already ticked off now. But now, how to handle that situation? See? So now, as he walks in, and she's letting him have it, and he's scared of the wife, right? And I think many times it's good to be scared of the wife. it's a sign, to me it's a sign of a brave person. Because you're showing your weakness before a person that is weak. Yeah, outside the house must be like a brave person. But inside the house, a big dwarf would be. I'm such a character, big dwarf would be. So it's easy for her to get angry about. Always spoiling things. But outside the house, yes, someone comes to attack something, then you show bravery. But in the house, so that's the right thing inside the house. Just think. Zara, you know, the hadith comes. 11 women, they're sitting and they're discussing the husbands. So, one's husband is like this, and inside the house he's too brave. And outside he's like a mouse. So that's not good. So you're showing your bravery to weaklings. Now, if, for example, Israel and America, they show their bravery on Gaza, then it's like, you know, like a Tarzan, and he's kicking a small little child. Hey, how strong I'm seeing. It's a disgrace. Actually, it's a disgrace if they show off, you know. If they show weak, the weakest of them, of the whole world, and they're now trying to brag over their bravery. So, understand how to use it. See, there's emotions that's natural in human being, but above the emotions, Allah has created intelligence. So use your intelligence. How must I speak? How must I conduct myself on this occasion? To avoid problems, to avoid now, tomorrow I'm going to ask the person maaf again. No, but I created a problem already. Alright, he was wrong also speaking like this. Now you try that whole mental, that, I ask you when you get involved like this, right? Now you're sitting and reading Quran Sharif. Can you concentrate? In your namaz, can you concentrate? In your zikr, can you concentrate? In your dua, can you concentrate? Making mutala of kitab, can you concentrate? The whole thing is messed up. For the 1 minute, you appeased yourself, but after that, for at least 1-2 days, the thing's going to affect you in a mental turmoil. Keep quiet, carry on. Whatever it will take for you to diffuse the problem, not to incite. Right? Anger is like a fire. So, whatever it takes, to switch off that fire, not to make it more fierce. Right? Whatever it takes, now switch it off. Now people that are sitting in the meeting, then they say, hey, this person is smart, this person. Right? He doesn't get caught, and he doesn't get flared up also. He doesn't get caught in any, and he doesn't get flared up. So how to put, otherwise don't sit in a meeting. If you don't have that, how then now they say, I lost my marbles. They say, ticked off, lost my marbles, flared up, became temperamental. All same meaning, right? Same meaning. No different. Very same meaning. But why must you lose your? This is Hazrat Yahya say, that person met 500 awliya, asked, Hoshyar kun. Hoshyar. So he used to say that Hoshyar is constructed. See, you get words in different languages, some are just one word, and some are constructed. Like you say, wind door, right? Door to keep the wind away. Wind door is constructed. You say mattress, right? So, a mat for resting. But it's constructed. That means constructed. I think up to now a lot of people did know it was constructed, right? But I broke it up. You understood. So in every language you'll have constructed words. You'll have one word, and you'll have a constructed word. Two words, constructed. You say, Abdullah, right? So two words are constructed. Murakkab izafi, right? Right? Aren't the two words constructed? So now, I'm just explaining this. Hoshyar. So it's two words that have been constructed. Wash means sense, right? And yar means person, person of sense. So the English word, English equivalent that I can think of is composer. What? So the most intelligent person is the one that can maintain composure. Under the circumstance, what must I do to diffuse problem, maintain my dignity and diffuse problem? Not to show authority and not to become aggressive. What? I think now I'll just switch it off by becoming aggressive, raising my voice, showing my authority. That's not the way. Especially in this time and age. Yeah, before your children, you can show authority, you can raise your voice. That's a different thing for your own children. Right? You got an authority over them. At that time, you have to be firm. But after when you step out of the house, the masjid, then don't do that. Because you don't know how that person will respond. Do you know how he's going to respond? That is why Al-Mu'ad Thani Sahib, when he speaks about the verse, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُفِ. It should be a group, right, who will invite towards good, encourage the good, and forbid the bad. He says, in my opinion, that وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ, that min is for tab'iz. It's not a general application. That everybody must go and command the good and forbid the wrong. Because some people don't have the style, don't have the way to do it. They don't have the way, they don't have the charisma to present it, right, in a way that is going to be acceptable. So it's going to create more fights. Become a kafir, not reading namaz. So you can say, مَن تَرَكَ الصَّلَاةَ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. You can quote the hadith. But this person, is he at the level that he'll accept it? So, how to say it? So this composure, to me, in my understanding, this woshyar is about the, this composure is about the closest word. Right. And sometimes it requires, you just walk away from the situation. The fight, there's something, you all sat down as friends and you start arguing, right? So when the argument broke out, then gently, politely, respectfully, you moved away. إِذَا مَرُّ بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّ كِرَامًا. When you're seeing something happening now, something going to, so with maintaining your nobility, you moved away. مَرُّ كِرَامًا. Nobility, respect, you moved away, right? It happens sometimes that in that it starts off a friendly talk, then it builds up into a discussion, then it's an argument, then it's a debate, then it's fisting, and someone has got a gun, then you pull out a gun also. Right? Now you in this, you may just get caught in the crossfire. So why must you wait for that? You can see it's building up, building. So respectfully, marru billahwi, marru kirama. When you're coming across this type of a situation, then move away. So it's going to be good for you, safety for you. And number three, people will praise you also. You see, if this person is too cool, calm, you can discuss. He doesn't lose his marbles. That's what they're saying, isn't it? But it's when you can't talk to him. Very quickly, he'll just upset the apple cart. He may just swing it on the other side. Okay? So don't want to discuss with him. So they avoid you, right? But how to do it? So when you maintain that composure, then the most difficult, complicated of situations, and you gain control over it, right? Right? Like, يَدْرَؤُونَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ إِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Man was rude, he was aggressive, right? But now, he may have had a bad day, or he may have some bad memory of you, right? Some suspicion about you, right? Are you trying to bully him down, right? So, because of the suspicion or some past experience, or he had a bad day somewhere, therefore he had to just take it out somewhere. So now, understand, alright, he's not in the right frame of mind. I mustn't continue with this discussion. Alright, we'll discuss later on. Then you may just say, you know, you're a sissy. So then what? Alright. See, the Quran Sharif says, الَّذِينَ يُظَاهِرُونَ مِنْ نِسَائِهِمْ مَا هُنَّ أُمَّهَاتِهِمْ. What? الَّذِينَ يُظَاهِرُونَ. So, the person likens his wife to his mother, right? By you likening your wife to your mother, she doesn't become your mother. مَا هُنَّ أُمَّهَاتِهِمْ. So if he likened you to a dog or something, so alright, finish, khalas. Well, that person, after some time, he'll feel embarrassed. Hey, why I said this type of stupid words? I could have taken care of myself. But you haven't lost anything. You just put up respect, dignity, and you walked away. One buzru, one person used to keep insulting, abusing, all the time. And this buzru would always send him gifts. He's insulting, abusing, passing remarks in his presence, in his absence. And he would keep passing him good presents, you know. 500 rand, 1000 rand, 2000 rand. Anyway, after some time, he just left that abuse and that insulting. So that Buzruk also left giving all the presents. So this one thing, hey, what happened now? I was insulting the person, abusing, hurling abuse, and I was getting presents, gifts, terrific presents I was getting, and now I stopped it, so the presents also stopped. So he confronted the buzruk and he asked me, you know what, I was hurting you, insulting you, sometimes in your presence, sometimes in your absence, running you down. And then, at that time he was sending me presents. Right? And now, that I stopped it, then you stopped the presents. So you see, dunya is about business, what? We mean business here. You are passing on the sawab to me, so you are doing good to me. To hal jazaul ihsani illa ihsan. You are doing good, so I have to return the good. Right? But now you stop passing your sawab, so I have to stop the again. But what a beautiful class of people they were. Understanding, composure, how to manage situations, how to deflect, how to diffuse. Isn't that a good, a healthy society to be in? Right? He's asking you something he's not supposed to be asking. Let me think about it. And one way to do nowadays, you pick up your phone. Hey, sorry, move to it. Some people, what they do, say, no, we'll sleep over it. We'll sleep over it. So, you don't know what to see at that time. Then just move away, or take the phone, or do something, and just move away. Then, after some time, you think about it, alright, how to understand, how to reason this thing. So, you came in with respect and dignity, and you left with dignity and respect. Rabbi Tufi.